The deadline to sign up for health insurance through the Washington Health Plan Finder was March 31st. But many people who want health insurance still haven't signed up. There are some who started the process but could not finish. And then there are people who couldn't even get started because of technical problems. To learn more about what steps you can take, we're joined by Richard Onizuka. He's CEO of Washington Health Plan Finder. Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Ross. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. First off, how many people who missed the deadline are still trying to sign up for health insurance?
We don't have an exact number, but we think it's quite a few.
One of our listeners, Barbara Monocooler, tried to sign up for health care on March 31st. She called us up and told us about some of her problems.
The system would not let me create a new account. When I entered a username, it said the username is not found in the system. So there was a way to skip over that. And I filled out all the information and selected the insurance and was ready to actually purchase it. But then it took me right back to that step. In order to actually purchase it, you had to create a new account. And I had the exact same problem all over again.
Rich, what's someone in Barbara's situation supposed to do?
So there's a couple things, Ross. So first of all, there's two types of special enrollments that we're having. One is the sort of, quote, regular special enrollment. People have a qualifying event. They get married. They have a kid, things like that. They will qualify for a special enrollment throughout the next several months before the next open enrollment period. There's a special process for people who tried to get in, like this caller, on March 31st. Most of the time, we will be able to understand and look through our system to be able to know that they tried to get to have an account made, and we will reach out to all those people. But if you believe, like this person, if you don't get reached out or if you want to be proactive about it, you can always send us an email or call a call center and give us your name. And if you don't have an account number or an account ID, but give us your name and information and any kind of story about that, and then we'll reevaluate that on a case-by-case basis.
Richard, do you have any idea of how many people had that same problem? They were partway through the process and it didn't complete. Were you able to at least capture the fact that someone tried but didn't finish?
Most of the time, we're able to capture that experience. So we're able to look through our system and capture that. Ross, we had tremendous activity on that March 31st date. Just to give you an idea around that, we typically have that last week of March, we were typically seeing, you know, maybe 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people on the system at one time. Throughout most of the day on the 31st, we were having 8,000 people on the system at one time, all the way up to midnight, our deadline time.
Are you cutting any slack for folks who couldn't finish because of technical problems?
Yes. If you couldn't finish for technical problems, even if you tried and couldn't get through, we'll be pretty flexible. We just want to be able to understand what the situation was, and we'll look at all those cases on a case-by-case basis, but we'll try to be flexible as much as we can.
Richard Onizuka, what about people who didn't start an application by March 31st? What steps can they take to get health insurance?
So if you didn't start an application by March 31st, unless you have a qualifying event or are eligible for Medicaid. So Medicaid doesn't have an open enrollment period. So go through the system, and if you're deemed eligible for Medicaid, you'll be allowed to enroll. But if you're not eligible for Medicaid, you'll be advised that the next open enrollment period will be November 15th, unless, again, you have a qualifying event.
Now, I'm wondering about people who move from state to state, because if I understand this correctly, it's a state-by-state system. What if you just moved here and you don't have health insurance and you moved here maybe after or just after the closing date? Anything you can do about that?
Yeah. If you just moved here, that is a qualifying event. So go on the system. Again, what we'll ask is some documentation around that, but go on the system. It'll prompt you for questions once you're eligible for a tax credit or qualified health plan. It'll ask you for the qualifying event questions, and that will be one of them.
So if I understand correctly, you can't sign up for this year except under those extenuating circumstances you mentioned, but you can start signing up for next year during an open enrollment period. When does that begin?
November 15th, and it runs through, starts on November 15th this year, and it runs through February 15th of 2015.
So the enrollment's been closed for a little over a week now. Do you have any sense of how you're doing on representation from healthy, mostly young people signing up to help pay for unhealthy, usually older people who've signed up? Do you have a good balance?
So I haven't seen the final numbers. What I was hearing right around the March 31st date was our enrollments for that age group, the 18 to 34 age group, was ticking up in March. So we were seeing probably a 20 to 30% increase of enrollments in that age group in March. And I don't know what happened on that last day.
So you don't really know what the overall mix is yet?
No, I don't know the overall mix at this time. We'll probably have that by next week or so.
And what kind of a mix are you looking for to ensure that there's enough balance here in the risk pool?
So it's hard to say because a lot of the 18 to 34 also will qualify for Medicaid. So if you include the people that qualified for Medicaid, I think it's going to be a pretty good mix. But in the qualified health plans, it's hard to set a target. There's a couple reasons. The carrier's risk will be matched with what's in the outside market. Plus, there's also some stopgaps for any kind of risk issues that they might have in the first couple years.
And overall, how many people do you think who didn't have insurance before this have insurance now? Do you have any sense of overall how well we're doing? I used to see a big figure for the number of uninsured people in our state.
Yeah, we know what we have. We had before the implementation of this, we had about 1 million people uninsured. We don't know between the people who qualified for qualified health plans, and the people that qualified for Medicaid, because again, we had huge Medicaid enrollments. How that will impact the uninsured rate. We'll expect to have that over the next several months or so.
Great. Well, we look forward to finding out kind of the final results of this. Thank you so much for your time, Richard.
All right. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate it.
Richard Onizuka is the CEO of Washington Health Plan Finder. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.